Hey, all you pet stylists. You found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hello, groomers. Hi, Susie. What's up with you?
Heidi ho, groomers. Welcome to episode 223 of the Groom Pod, recorded on September 8th, 2019 in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. This podcast is brought to you by listener support through Patreon and through our kind sponsors, Best Shot, Stazco, Show Season, Evolution Shears, and Barkley HQ. This week on the Groom Pod, we're going to talk about prepping that Bichon coat that we cut last week, and we're going to talk coal tar and personal safety. Let me introduce you to a new sponsor, and that's Barkley HQ. Barkley HQ is a cloud-based software system for your salon. It has everything you need to run and manage your grooming business all in one spot on the cloud. It offers online booking and scheduling, client management with fully customizable records, and handles client interface and reminders for you. It does point of sale and inventory, staffing and accounting, and it even integrates with many of the common accounting softwares. You can get detailed reports so you can track everything you need to make your business more profitable. You can even run multiple locations, and it has super duper great customer service. If you'd like more information about Barkley HQ, they offer a free 14-day trial by going to the website www.barkleyhq.com, or you can email them at info@barkleyhq.com. Or if you like to do it the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call 416-678-8171, and remember to tell them that the Groom Pod sent you. Barbara, what was your week like?
It was a fairly interesting, somewhat busy week, but nothing that I can really point out as eventful. Nothing extremely good or extremely bad happened. How about yourself?
I am very slow, and I realize that it's because normally for the past, 14 years, I have crammed a three-week vacation in the middle of the summer, and everything shifts around to either side and gets very tight. But because half of my clients are out on their boats still because they don't have kids, and the other half gravitates towards the fall because the end of the summer because I cut them short in the middle, I have just been really slow. And I started to panic about it a little bit, thinking, oh, no, do I have to add new people? We all know I hate to add new people. That's definitely anxiety-inducing for me. But the reality is, and I hate to say this because this is really bad business in my part, I could certainly make more money, but because I just am over the limit for subsidy for my health insurance, I basically am paying out a ton of money in health insurance. If I keep slow, then I'm going to get the benefit of subsidized health insurance, and I'm going to actually be making more money that way, which is really a crappy way to think about it, because I could easily make as much money as I needed to pay that health insurance, but I would have to work my butt off really, really hard. Instead, I'm going to take a little step back and not worry about it at this moment, and then be able to get a health insurance subsidy next year and get my foot fixed, because I can't hobble around for another 10 years. That's not good. I think I have a solution to where they can take the bone spur off and not do anything else, and that'll buy me some time. Isn't that awful? Yeah. That's a bad way to think.
You know, you're being rational. I've had a loss of income, and it's not just that my grooming has slowed down because my capacity to groom has kind of diminished, but I've nearly lost my aromatherapy income. I was making $800 to $1,000 a month wholesale aromatherapy to Show Season, and I'm down to nothing, not even an order before Groom Expo. And I asked Sandy what was going on, and she said one word, CBD oil.
Interesting.
So groomers are like gravitating away from the aromatherapy solutions for the shop and investing in CBD oil, You know, I've always known that what groomers want is something that effectively changes the behavior of the dogs. They're not so much interested in whether they're calm or whether the shop smells good. Of course, they are interested in the shop smelling good. But all of the associated benefits of essential oils are diminished against the effectiveness. Does it calm the pets? Does it make them shut up? You know, and it doesn't. But apparently, a lot of groomers are finding that the CBD oil does. I'm kind of facing a quandary of, do I kind of put some time into marketing the aromatherapy oils, or do I just like move on to finding another income source? This is the downside of being kind of a multifaceted entrepreneur.
It's true.
Where you've got several income streams like I do, that the stream has stopped flowing.
It's interesting that you point that out, because that would lead me to believe that people are finding CBD effective for a lot of different things. We used it on one of the dogs that has high anxiety. He's always been an anxiety dog, and it quieted him down by probably a third. It made grooming more bearable for him. So I could see that.
That's good. Well, first off, I'm going to try doing an article that suggests using both. The enfleurage effect is they enhance each other.
Yeah.
So
that's a good
idea. I'm going to try doing that. Plus, you know, there are a lot of benefits. Diffusing all essential oils have a certain disinfectant ability. They all have some antibiotic, antifungal kind of properties, not like a medicine would, but it's there, it's existed. And diffusing those oils in your grooming shop is going to help keep the air clean and reduce the possibility of airborne disease happening in your shop. So I'm going to also remind people of these added benefits of essential oils in the grooming salon. I think I need to kind of reawaken the appreciation. But that's just coming back on me and making me do more writing and so on and so forth. But anyway, that's my problem. But rarely do I have sleepless nights or wake up at night and worry about money. But lately, I've been doing that.
I'm sorry. I've been waking up and limping around and limping and limping and limping and thinking, how long can I do this when I know exactly the solution? And I could pay cash for the surgery, but that doesn't really solve the overall problem of being without health insurance at this moment. So
I can't imagine you being without health insurance. One of the few things that I'm grateful for my age is that I've got Medicare. It's insufficient and so on and so forth, but gosh, I'm scheduled next month to get major nerve block shots for my left knee. And I'm hoping that that's going to help me become more mobile, more active. I don't experience a lot of pain because I just don't move. I'm just either sitting here at the computer or I'm laying down.
Yes.
Or I'm sitting at my table at my shop. So I have just like minimized my mobility so that my knee doesn't hurt. And I'm hoping that I can kind of turn that around. And if I didn't have Medicare, I would be up the creek without a paddle.
On a happier note, Michelle Evans released her first video.
Oh, I'm so excited. I want to see it. Can't afford to buy that thing, but I want to see it so bad.
I know. I'm hoping maybe she'll play this and think, oh, we should let Susie and Barbara have a month free so that we can review the product.
I was thinking exactly the same thing. I didn't talk to you about it, but I was thinking exactly the same thing. Gee, maybe we could review it, because I'm interested to see if the 12-step method would actually improve a groomer of 50 years, because I think it can. I think it can actually make my work easier, but I wouldn't know without trying it. So I'm very excited for Michelle and for her new product. So just speaking of new products and new things that we're looking forward to, one of the new income streams that I'm looking at is that I have developed a six-week course to be used at a grooming school in New England that will result in an actual certificate of achievement. It's not a certificate of participation. It's actually a certified next level of grooming that you have achieved mastery of ingredients. So the course is going to be called Product Knowledge Master's Class. It's going to be 6 weeks long, and I've submitted the outline. We now have to get state approval of the outline. You see, it's going to be a New Hampshire state-accredited course.
That's
provided
exciting.
Through her school, not limited to physical participants of her school, by the way. We'll be doing it nationwide online. So that's something that I'm up to. As soon as I kind of get approval of that, I'll be telling you the outline and what's going to be achieved in that class. I'm real excited about it because this is the way that I used to teach Beyond Suds and Scent. I used to teach it in a group online over a period of several weeks. And I'm really looking forward to going back to that model. And we're going to do it on a private Facebook group. So we're going to like form a little temporary community and have back and forth. There's going to be homework. I'm going to expect interaction. I'm going to really help people achieve another level of proficiency in regards to ingredient knowledge.
That's exciting.
How's that?
I got another thing that we should be excited about. We're getting some shampoo samples.
Woo!
Hydra.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know what? That's the Brazilian company, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they're made in Brazil. In case American groomers don't know it, Brazil rocks grooming. Brazil rocks grooming. Their top-level groomers are absolutely astonishing. Astonishing.
Yep. Groom team, they kick butt.
Man, they kick butt in Brazil. Their human hairstyling domain is extremely good. And so it only makes sense that their pet stylists are going to be highly accomplished and that their level of understanding of the science of hair, et cetera, et cetera. So I've looked at the ingredients of a couple of the Hydra products ahead of time before I knew that we were going to get samples. And I said, ooh, this looks interesting. I would like to try these products. So I am thrilled. They probably got word that I said something like that.
They did. They heard us discussing it a couple weeks ago on the show, listened to the show, and reached out to me because of that. So pretty exciting.
Great. Yeah, so we can just like kind of check that out. I'm looking forward to that.
And I want to mention also our very cool promotional drive that's happening to get us on Facebook Live at the same time as YouTube Live. We're looking for 8 more. We have 2 new Patreon subscribers. We need 8 more at $2 each or more. And then we're going to add Facebook Live to our live capabilities. And I wanted to thank Nicole Halsep and Mia from Sweden. And there is not $1 million that can make me try to pronounce her last name because I looked up the pronunciation of the with the 2 dots and the A with the 2 dots, and I tried to sound it out, and I will just embarrass myself and embarrass the podcast.
I think Mia from Sweden is a beautiful name. I mean, it says it all. We would just trash her last name anyway.
Yes.
But Mia from the country of Sweden. That's how she would have been known in the olden days, right?
Indeed. Well, Mia, thank you. And thanks actually to everyone who participates in this pledge drive, if you will, for us to get Facebook Live added to our system. And let's take a quick break and hear from one of our best supporters of all, and that is Best Shot Pet Products. And then we're going to come back and we're going to continue our discussion from last week about Bichon. You know, groomers, your salon runs on shampoo and conditioner, and what you choose to bathe with can make or break the quality of your work, productivity, your health, and even your career. Sure, there's a ton of shampoo lines to choose from, but if you haven't tried Best Shot's innovative systems, you may be working too hard. You owe it to yourself to check out BestShotPet.com. Discover firsthand why so many groomers rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. That's BestShotPet.com. Learn more about using their three-step system and how Best Shot mindfully formulates using advanced grooming technologies, combining the very best nature and science has to offer. Whether it's their three-step system, the one-shot odor annihilator, Ultramax Pro Line, MED skin treatments, or the amazingly aromatic and fun Sentiment Spa Collection, Best Shot has something tailored just for groomers that really works. For over 25 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claim to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. What are you waiting for? Contact your favorite distributor or catalog and get some Best Shot today. I love them.
Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment.
We didn't talk at all, not one bit about prepping the coat last week because prepping the coat is worth its own segment entirely. So let's start out with prepping the Bichon coat in the bathtub.
We were talking about grooming the head, and the truth is you are never going to be able to scissor a nice Bichon head until you really achieve proper preparation of the coat. And it's going to vary. Bichons have a wide range of texture and features of their coat. It is ideally a somewhat coarse, textured, spongy coat. So when I say spongy, that is if you have a Bichon with an inch of hair and you pat that inch of hair, it kind of bounces right back. Your hand doesn't just like sink to the skin. But it's very possible with today's shampoos to overly soften the Bichon coat. And if you overly soften the head, you'll never be able to shape it. It will just flop. And it will never have any volume on the sides of the face where you need to kind of make it be a little bit more round. It would just not cooperate. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of groomers overlook in trying to work with Bichons, that they don't realize that they're kind of defeating themselves, sabotaging their own efforts by overly conditioning the coat. Maybe there's mats or something that they're trying to deal with.
Or maybe they just went to a seminar where somebody said you are must condition every coat and they just picked the wrong conditioner to use, because I see that a lot.
Conditioners are not all equal and interchangeable, nor are detanglers, because some detangling products will really soften the coat and leave it kind of limp and or a little greasy. So when I am detangling a Bichon coat, what I use lately is the iGroom Magic Detangler, and it's in a spray. It's not an aerosol spray, so you're not going to have that frustrating situation of the aerosol tip breaking off like that happened with my Arterro Matte X stuff. The Matte X stuff is fine, but the Arterro aerosol can just sucks. A lot of people verified that they also had the top of the can. I mean, it's not just the package. It's your applicator. And if your applicator doesn't work right, it's a big disappointment.
Share with the group what your solution was.
The solution is to remove the tube, you know, like either use a screwdriver and make the hole where the tube sticks up a little bit larger. Remove the tube and pour the ingredients out into a Florisol, which is another ultra fine but not aerosolized dispenser.
Okay.
You can do that. Or you can just buy the iGroom Magic Detangler. It has a very fine spray in a kind of unique applicator. So I use that if I have mats, and it doesn't overly soften the Bichon head. But I will also, if I've had to condition the head and I know that it's kind of floppy, I'll add product in there.
Okay, well, you're skipping way ahead. We haven't even given the dog a bath yet. What are you going to pick for a shampoo? What are you looking for in that?
Again, you're looking for something that does not have a lot of conditioning ingredients in it. One of my favorites for Bichon is Show Season Texture. Sort of like a clarifying shampoo. And a clarifying shampoo is another option because clarifying shampoos do not have conditioner in them. And they're good deep cleaners. And when you have a white dog, one of the main ways to get the whitest coat is to get the coat the cleanest. A nice clarifying shampoo or Show Season Texture shampoo is a good starting place.
Then would you use an in-the-recirculator conditioner, or would you use just a spray-on conditioner afterwards, or would you use something like Results Rinse or the really cool All Systems texturizer stuff, something like that?
Well, you know, the Results Rinse, we're having a little bit of a problem with it right now, and I have to talk to Show Seasons about that product because they've reformulated the Show Seasons Results Rinse, so it doesn't give me the results that it used to. And I'm very disappointed, and we'll have a conversation, and I hope I'll be able to bring some resolution here to the Groom Pod. But that's another subject. Don't I just drift all over the place?
That's why you've got me to keep you in line.
So what I'm using right now is Show Season Texture and then All Systems Product Stabilizer, Retexturizer, blah, 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 also known as the pink stuff.
And it smells like ginger.
And it smells like ginger. It has a pleasant fragrance with a shot of the stuff. The stuff is pretty much just a emulsified dimethicone solution. It's just an ordinary silicone that you can add to anything, and it will just give some slip to the tangles without overly softening the coat. So I use that through the recirculator. That's going to lightly condition and acidify the hair so that it's going to want to comb out the easiest, and it's going to want to stand up and stand out the best. So that's what you want. I think another thing in the old days, what I would have used is Davis Fluff Out.
Right. That's a good
product.
That was
an interesting product, but I stopped supporting that product because Davis would never, ever, as long as he lives, disclose the ingredient of the Fluff Out. So forget it.
Yep. Very true. So inquiring minds want to know, what about eye boogies and washing the face and all that? What do you do? Because it's a white dog. It's going to have some eye boogies. It might even have some eye staining. Do you have a favorite facial wash?
I like the blueberry foaming.
Oh, foaming. The blueberry foaming pet wash. Coconut.
Blueberry foaming pet wash. And the reason that I like that is because I can control the application. I can use a little dab of that underneath the eyes and know that I'm not going to get it up in the eyes. So I use the blueberry foaming stuff and then a toothbrush.
Okay.
I just found a container of 6 toothbrushes. A stand-up container of 6 toothbrushes for a dollar at the dollar store.
That's nice.
What a gonga deal. And so that's sitting at my bathing station for sure. And that's what we use to kind of gently remove as much of that eye boogie staining stuff as possible.
Cool.
I'll also have a flea comb there, but I like the toothbrush idea.
Okay, so now let's talk the all-important, crucial part of the process, which is the drying. And this is where I have such a difficult time because I don't have a stand dryer, so I have that handheld dryer. Well, explain stretch drying to me and all that, because that makes all the difference in the world.
There are two ways that you can kind of align the hairs all in the proper direction. And in this case, you want up and out, and, you know, you want full volume like you would on a Westie head. So whatever I'm using to dry, I'm drying from back to front, from front to back, from sides up, from under the chin up. I'm just like drying everything in the direction that I want it to stand out at. And then if I'm using a brush to stretch dry, that's another way of aligning all the hairs together in the direction that you want and straightening the hairs. You don't want a Bichon head to totally air dry and just curl up. It's cute, and I have had customers that have requested that, But if you're going to do your best styling on a Bichon head, you really want it stretched out, dry, blow dried, and blown out in full volume so that then you can shape and sculpt it. And you want the ears done so that the bottoms of the ears are straight and not curly.
So how important is heat in the process?
Well, heat helps you. It helps things dry faster, and it helps you straighten hair to its best. But you don't want to overheat hair. You don't want to overuse. And this is especially important when you're using a handheld dryer and you're using it close up to the hair, because that's a situation where you can kind of go over 140 degrees and you could kind of fry the hair.
I try to keep my hand somewhere in the area of the stream of hair so I can feel it. I kind of
keep track of how hot it's getting, and then I have a handheld dryer that allows me just with my thumb to move it from hot to cool, and I just cool it down for a while and then hit the heat again, and I'm working it that way.
What's your brush choice when you're doing the stretch drying? Is it just because it's hard to use the T brush to do the straightening, or at least
it is hard to use a T brush. Well, I've been using a Bass pin brush.
Okay.
You know, I love the Bass brushes. I actually think the Bass brushes are just as well made as the Chris Christensen brushes, but they're a third the cost.
True.
They use bamboo, which is a recyclable wood. We just don't need all of these exotic woods that Chris loves, his exotic woods, and that's fine. But for a dog brush, I like the idea of using bamboo.
We can't keep our bamboo in control, so I know it's easy to grow bamboo. It just seems like a likely choice. All right, so we've got the head dried beautifully. We picked out all the eye boogies. We've cleaned the ears. We're fluffed up. We're a spectacular-looking, uncontrolled head at this point. Now, are you going to use a scissor spray?
I like to use a scissor spray, and most often, if the coat is at all floppy, the scissor spray is an easy way to just give it a tiny little bit more body.
Or I like the show season one.
The show season scissor spray?
Yeah.
Show season scissor spray is very good. I think it's called Finish It.
Yes.
It's good for controlling static cling. You know, when you use a metal comb, and you're in and out of the hair, stacking the hair and combing it and restacking it and combing it again, the metal in the hair can actually create more static energy in there. And the scissoring spray helps to eliminate that. You're not kind of sabotaging yourself.
Speaking of combs, what is your choice of like comb width, and which combs do you like to use? Like, I have a Chris Christensen comb that has the big fat wide space on one end and then the medium ones on the other end, and it's about, I don't know, it's a standard length of
comb. It's a standard length comb.
Yeah.
And it's cut and it's in half just like a regular two-part comb would be, but the coarser side is much fewer teeth than you would normally go for. And that comb is actually very good for what I call stacking the hair, making it stand out without having to pull the comb through over and over again. I really like that comb on Bichon heads and poodle heads. And it's also a good comb for detangling, because you can just use a couple of the pins to work on a little matted area. So I like that. And I like for around the muzzle and around the face and shaping, you know, especially now that I'm kind of doing a more Korean look, I like my Chris Christensen half moon comb, which is practically the same comb as the Utsumi half moon comb at a little better price.
Have you seen the new copper combs? What do you think of those?
I haven't seen those.
Oh, yeah. Copper sounds like an interesting choice.
Yeah, I know that Chris Christensen has interesting brushes with brass instead of stainless. All of that is kind of interesting, but I would have to look at it deeper to make sure it wasn't just a way to make you spend your money.
Yeah. All right. So we've got everything pretty much ready to do the finishing, but you said that you were using product in the hair. Are you talking like hairspray?
Yeah, if I, you know, like if I know my dog, well, let me tell you a story about a Westie, because that's another roundhead that you want to get with some lift on the top. You want some volume and lift on the crown of the Westie head so it isn't just flat with a part down the middle. That is what would happen naturally on a Westie head. And there's a couple of ways that you can do that. The haircut makes a big difference, but I usually use some kind of product to lift and raise and hold the hair up and then out on the sides of the head. I did a new Westie a few weeks ago, and he came to me specifically recommended. They have a Westie and then they have a Catone or a drop coated dog, and they wanted a real Westie head. They had been disappointed where they'd gone before, and they had too much hanging down on the sides of the top of the head. It hadn't been trimmed there at all, and it was just like heavy and not happening, and or the head went square. Very easy for a Westie head to go square and all of that. So I loaded the dog up with product and I created my best Westie head, and they loved it. Now they came back in this week and the wife said, "My husband loved the way you did the head, but I hated the feel of the product in the head." So I'm saying, well, shoot, that's how I get the head you like, you know? So I'm thinking, my mind, you know, your damn mind is not your best friend. People, I'll say that again. Your mind is not your best friend. Your mind is there to defend itself. And it immediately says things like, well, shoot, that's how I get your head that you like, dummy. You know, and so I, you know, like I had to battle with my mind. And I had to put it on the leash, and I had to make it sit stay. You stay out of this.
What did you do? What'd you come up with?
I came up with mousse and eye style spray. So I had used, you know, like I have some of this hairspray that used to be made by Isle of Dogs called Isle Style. It's the stiffest crap ever. But I can spray that on the top of a Westie head and then just lift up with the comb, and it perfectly lifts that head up, and then I just trim over the top of it and I've got my head. Voila.
Nice.
You know, now it's a good thing that I'm being forced to explore other options, because I'm going to run out of that stuff. And they're not making it anymore. Another product that I use on the tops of the, on the crown and creating the round head, is an aerosolized gel called Aerogel. It's a human product. So I use that. But it's also kind of a mega product. So I said, okay, no problem. I'll come up with a way to get your Westie head without that stiff feel. I just promised the customer. Even though I wasn't finished with the conversation, I hadn't even come up with a solution. But as I worked on the dog, I came up with a solution. So I moosed the head, because mousse doesn't really have much feeling, but it always gives the hair some body. And then I worked the head, and I scissored it mostly with my chunkers. And I did a lot of scissoring over my fingers to kind of make the sides stand up. And then I lifted it with some eye groom eye style, which is a flexible, soft spray that doesn't leave a stiff feeling, but will give you more body. And it didn't look the same, but it looked great.
Good
it
compromise.
It didn't look the same, you know, like with my stronger products, I can make that Westie head almost look like it's been teased. But this time, it was a softer look, but it was a softer feel. And I still had good height and still had good shape of the head. It didn't fall down and go square. And that was partly because I really paid attention. You need to look at Jonathan David's YouTube videos of his technique for scissoring.
Scissors over comb.
Scissor technique. He's a master at that.
And yeah, he's fast, too.
He's fast. But he's worth studying, because using that technique can really help you get these round heads proper.
Excellent.
And the same thing goes for little Yorkie head. Just got that knocked down. So I recommend that. The woman was very happy. The dog looked cute. He looked very Westie. And it was not a stiff feel
A good compromise. I like it. That's how we work.
Yeah. And you can do that same thing on your Bichons. You don't have to use an ultra-strong spray. The dog is not going through a hurricane and keeping his head. You know, like he's not going through an agility course and keeping his head. I had a picture. I don't have it anymore. I used to groom a Bichon many, many years ago. It was one of my first that I worked a lot on my breed profile on this dog. And he was doing agility at the same time. So when I did him, I would spray up his head. And I have a picture of him going through the red and white donut jump go through. And his round head is in perfect shape. It's not moving at all.
What a cool picture.
It was a cool picture. So, you know, it's really important to recognize that products are evolving, people. There's more and more coming from the Human Beauty line into the pet grooming arena, largely thanks to people like Jennifer Lee, who's a contest groomer who started her own line, iGroom, and is having her manufacturers make stuff with ingredients that she trusts from the human line. So products are changing. You need to change and adapt and evolve your product use.
Talk about evolving. Let's take a quick break and evolve over to Evolution Shears and their fantastic swivel shear product. And then we're going to come back with another in our installment of medicated shampoo ingredients. We're going to learn about coal tar.
You know, I've been grooming for over 15 years now, and the way they have developed this with it being able to custom fit your hand, I try to go pick up any other shear now and I say some bad words in my head because I don't want to stand on my head to scissor the inside of a leg anymore. Like, I can do everything with keeping my wrist straight, and it's made such a huge difference. Because I'm 44 now, I feel like I came into grooming late in life, and I want to be grooming as long as humanly possible because I love it. We don't realize how much bending our wrist and tweaking our bodies to get into strange positions doesn't just affect your wrist. It doesn't just affect potential carpal tunnel. It affects your shoulder and your neck and your back and your hip. And when you're having to hold yourself in a weird position to reach a place on a dog, it throws your whole body out of whack. That's why I love working with them, because I honestly love the product and I wouldn't want to groom without them. It is really, really nice in this day and age with, you know, so many huge corporations to have a mom and pop business, to have legitimately a family type business, because I feel like even though we're not blood related, I feel like I'm part of their family. And if you contact us on Facebook for a customer service issue, it's either myself or Abby. We are the customer service department. It's that kind of small business. And we really do try to keep everybody happy.
Give us all the information. Where can we find all things Evolution Shears?
All things, well, we have a Facebook page. We also have a website, evolutionshears.com. And because we love our GroomPod family, if you go on the website and put the coupon code GroomPod, you get $10 off each shear.
Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
Coal tar. Ew.
Ew.
Yes.
Well, coal tar is interesting, and it's really coal tar derivatives, because we don't actually use coal tar. But coal tar extract or derivative has, for a long, long time, decades, been successful in treating psoriasis type conditions of the scalp.
And can you imagine the first person who stuck that nasty smelling ew, gross, disgusting black stuff on a dog? Why would you do that? So let's take the stuff we pave our road with and see if we can clear up the skin issue.
I think that it was first used, my guess, is that it was first used on livestock and horses.
Okay.
I think it comes from the ranch, and it was effective at actually healing wounds.
Oh, really?
And then it crept into the arena of healing scaly skin conditions and overly greasy skin conditions. And it was used as a medicated ingredient. Coal tar derivative was used as a medicated ingredient for decades in the pet industry. It was a standby, usually coal and tar and sulfur together. But what has happened is that a cancer connection was established with coal tar and dermal exposure. They backpedaled off of it. Now, when I last reviewed this ingredient, I learned that coal tar shampoos were by prescription only in the UK and the EU. I didn't get a chance to find that out today, but what I noticed is that it looks like there's more coal tar shampoos happening in the human area than a few years ago when I looked. So it's making a comeback. I'm not entirely pleased with that. My position on coal tar is that it's a last choice. It's a last choice.
It smells so strong.
Yeah, overcoming the odor is one of the big challenges. You know, a lot of these medicated shampoos smell like shit.
True.
Excuse me, people, but they smell awful. Veterinarians don't care what it smells like. They just want to fix the situation. But using coal tar, I would use everything else first before I tried that. The connection between coal tar derivatives and cancer, it's clear, it's unrevocable, it's undeniable, it's there, and it doesn't require huge doses to be toxic. It's suspicious even under light doses frequently done. So that would be medicated shampoos. And I just think that you shouldn't, even though maybe you had good results on the farm when you were a kid, I wouldn't necessarily go there now. I would try to get a more evolved medicated product to do the trick before you try a coal tar product.
Like
the few ingredients that I suggest that groomers stay away from.
Pairing sulfur with other ingredients now to continue to use the sulfur portion of it, but the coal tar is not so readily prevalent in the dog shampoos as it used to be. Let's move on because I can smell that. I dated a roofer for a while. And he was a hot roofer, so he did tar roofs. His pants stood by themselves in the corner of the room. He came out, he stepped out of them, they stood there until the next morning when he climbed back in them and had it out. They didn't even bend. But I must say, when I smell that smell, I still think of money. Yeah. So, okay, let us take a break, and then we're going to come back to kind of an odd subject, and that is personal safety. So, Barbara, what's new over at show season? I got an inkling. A little bird told me there might be something coming down the pipeline. What is it?
Yeah, I'm excited because show season now has hemp conditioner. So we've already reviewed and appreciated the hemp shampoo that they have. It's a non-sulfate shampoo, seems to be very mindfully formulated. And in the past, what we would do if we wanted to have additional conditioning, more serious conditioning, we would use their hypo conditioner. But now they have a conditioner that's been formulated to match up with the hemp shampoo made by the same formulator. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. I just got wind of it, so we'll try some out and get back to you on that.
I love this about Show Season. They're always looking for ways to better the products. They're looking for new things they can infuse in there. They're so willing to work with our ideas, and they're just great people over there, aren't they?
They really are, and they really do listen to groomers, and they're always upgrading and improving and adding to, and if there's a certain fragrance that you just got to have in a shampoo, you need to tell them about it.
Yeah, that's cool, because they are also environmentally thoughtful, and they're trying to keep their local sources, and yeah, no, they're great people. And if you guys want to support a great company like Show Season that supports the Groom Pod, you can do so by going to their website, showseasongrooming.com. And if you haven't already, set up your wholesale account and do that on the phone. Their phone number is 678-382-0218, or email if you already have their setup. But really, they're at lots of local distributors. They're all over the place. I think that they're at Groomers Mart, but I know that they're at Cascade Grooming Supply.
Customer service problem? Let's talk about it at the reception desk.
Why personal safety, you might ask? Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Barbara.
Yeah, why are we talking about this?
So through the years, we've been a podcast for over 4 years now, but through the years, especially in the last year, other people have started a podcast, and also there's always been blogs and blogs. Well, we like to support the podcast community in general, and one of our industry cohorts, shall we say, the Traveling Groomers, Mary Aquendo, reached out to me and said, would you talk about personal safety? We're all going to talk about personal safety. So here we are talking about personal
safety. Does this mean that all mobile groomers need to carry a gun? Is that what she's talking about?
Well, she did talk about that, and I will go into that a little bit later. But we've talked a little bit about safety and about being robbed and all kinds of stuff like that. Mary and Chris had on Angie Coates, who was a law enforcement officer. And we've talked here about general safety. She talked about safety at trade shows. And the truth is, I have a unique perspective because I have lived in the underworld. I was a drug dealer for many, many, many years. In case you guys don't know, there's some things associated with that that will help you understand the way thieves operate. So that's what I thought I would share with you, is my insight on how thieves actually operate. My personal history is that I was a drug dealer, although I've never myself done time. So I did work in the underworld for a long time, and I dated the underworld. I dated a lot of the underworld. So as a result, I dated thieves. I've dated thieves. I hate to admit it. I'm not proud of it. But the statute of limitations has run out on all of this.
So you liked those bad boys, didn't you?
I still do. I can't help it. I need it to be exciting. I cannot deal with boring. So Barbara, you have been burgled, but do you know the difference between burglary and robbery?
Well, I would assume that burglary is kind of more like when you're not present, and robbery when it's like they hold you up and take your money.
Kind of. It's more like robbery is when someone takes something off your person, and a burglary is when someone goes into your property and takes something. So you've been burgled. Have you ever been robbed?
So I was one time relieved of the money and tied up with the phone cords while people walked amongst me, deliberating whether to off me or not.
So that's not a position that anybody ever wants to be in.
It was shocking.
Yeah, it's shocking, and it happens very fast, but it's one of those occasions where time slows down to a painfully low millisecond per moment. I mean, it just creeps along. I was duct taped and shot at. They shot the phone about 10 feet from my head, and then they threatened to shoot at me. it's like being in a movie. It's very bizarre. But so do you know what the difference between jail and prison is?
Well,
it's one of those things that drives me crazy because apparently the news community has no idea for the majority what the difference between jail and prison is. Jail is your local place that the criminals hang out for less than a year. It's where petty theft and normal stuff happens. If you get more than a year in a sentence, you end up in prison. So prison and jail are very different. Parole, probation, very different.
So what does this have to do with personal safety?
Drug use is probably the primary reason that you get robbed. People need the money for drugs. People need drugs. That's what happens. They have a very low regard for their own freedom. You have to remember this because they really don't care if you call the police or if you go to jail. If you're in the world, making your way in the world, don't look like a victim. Look like you know where you're going. Be confident when you walk around. Don't leave things in opportunistic places where people can get at them because drug users are lazy. They want the money. The minute they get their drugs, they don't want to have to go out and do anything else. Like, they don't want to have to do any follow-up or anything. They want to be as close to their dealer as possible. They want to come in. They want to get what they can sell. So things like laptops and tablets and cell phones and medications in your bathroom. These are things that people will opportunistically pick up and take from you. Money, tip jars, cash drawers, that kind of stuff. So you want to look around your facility and look for stuff that's really easy to take and walk out the door with.
We've started hiding the tip jar, removing it from the counter every night and sticking it out of sight because you can see it straight from the front door. You can see that there's a tip jar in there, and it has attracted opportunistic assholes.
Yeah, I'm a fan of having a safe or something like that in your facility. And I don't mean a lockbox because they're really easy to get into today.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to say that I actually like the little safe that I got. And now I forget the name of it. You can get it off of Amazon. And it's just, you know, it's just like a purse. But it has a cable on it that you have to release by a combination. And it doesn't pull out. And I have one of these safes that actually survived an attempted burglary.
And okay? That's perfect. That is, those are really cool.
And you just have to put it around the leg of a cabinet and slide it underneath, for example. Yeah, put it on the floor and put the cable around the leg of the cabinet and then slide it underneath so it's out of sight. And that's where your cash is.
Yes.
Your credit cards or your whatever. And I have two of them at home and one of them at my shop. It's not a big safe, but then the thing about a safe is that it tends to tell people that there's something really valuable there.
If they take the safe and walk out the door, they leave you alone. And that's the point here, is you want to just give up your shit. I know it seems like you don't want to give up your shit, but just give up your shit. Make sure you've got recorded what you carry in your purse so you know your credit cards, but just let it go. These people have no regard for their own personal life, has very little value. As a result, your personal life has very little value to them, although they don't want any trouble. If somebody's attacking you, just a little aside, don't cry, don't whimper, don't plead. They get off on that. They like it when you do that. You will get far less dramatic response if you just keep your mouth shut and answer the questions, or if you're a good talker, your mind and your voice is probably your best defense in that situation. This is a good point at which to talk about carrying a gun. I'm not a fan, and I'll tell you why I'm not a fan. They're easily taken away from women. And if you have any hesitation in whether you're going to kill somebody, then you shouldn't have one, because you got to be willing to do that. I'm not willing to kill somebody unless they're really, really, really going to kill me. I would just as soon give them my wallet. Here, take my wallet. Have a nice day. I'll figure out what to do later. But if you have a gun and you pull it, someone can, especially a big man who doesn't care whether he lives or dies, they're just going to take that gun away from you. They're going to push you down and take the gun away. Use your mind. It's a better weapon. It's going to be a better weapon for you. I also, on personal level, carry pepper spray because I can open my window in the trailer and I can pepper spray out. Pepper spray goes quite a ways. So that's my defense in the trailer, because I do groom in zombie land. I groom up there by the methadone clinic where everybody's wandering around and living on the streets and like the stuff you see on television in Seattle. That happens up where I groom too. So I go through it pretty regularly. But because I came from that environment, I find it very easy to move amongst them without fear. fear. But if you look like a target, they're going to target you. And if they think you've got something to give up, well, they'll come after it. I was mugged. They tried to get my rings. I didn't let them get my rings. They finally ended up giving up and running away. But I'm a good fighter. Not everybody's a good fighter. If you're not a good fighter, don't fight. Just give your shit up. Give it up. Let it go. Out the door. Okay. Most importantly, never get in a car with someone. But once you're in the car, you're lost. So don't get in the car. Fight not to get in the car if they try to abduct you, which most of the time they're just in there for drug money. They're not going to abduct you. And the last thing is, if you are a mobile groomer, Google Maps has an option to share your location. I share my location with my husband, so at any time he can pull up my location and find me if my phone is on me. It's a very good safety feature. It's free, and it's included in Google Maps. Barbara, do you want to add anything on personal safety, or did I give it all from the thief perspective? Did I do it all?
I learned one thing, and it's just simply don't flash the cash. If you're dealing with large amounts of cash, I mean, I love the cash. And I love to have money on me because it just makes me feel like I got purchasing power, right? Yeah, I used to always like to have at least $400 on me. But the thing of it is, you never pull out the whole $400. You flash the cash, immediately lights go on in somebody's head. And you just don't want them to know that you're carrying that kind of money. So if you're shopping or just everyday activities or going to get gas, don't pull out the whole wad of cash. Have, you know, $20 or less available in your pocket or purse or your immediate grasp, right? And have the other stuffed away.
On your person, hiding somewhere.
Put it in your bra, except that I don't wear a bra. Don't flash the cash. Don't wear your jewelry while you work. You know, you don't need to. You don't need to be. When I visited Chicago, I just hid all my jewelry. And the only time I would wear it was when I was out with friends in the evening.
Yeah.
And other than that, you know, like when I was riding on the trains and all that kind of stuff and buses, no jewelry showing. I just tried to melt into the sidelines there.
Also, these days they can skim your credit card information. You might want to have one of those protective cases to keep your credit cards in when you travel or you go places where there's lots of people, like Vegas or a big trade show or something like that. I think that's it. I think we're good. So let's call it a show. Hey, what?
Hey, no, I think it's we've had a nice day here today.
Indeed, and the audio was spectacular. So who knows? We had crappy audio, you guys. We didn't think we were going to even get a show out, and yet the audio hasn't bleeped but one time through the whole thing. It's really good. So I'm very happy about that. All right. Thank you for being here. Remember, 8 more new Patreon Groom Podsters, and we will have us some Facebook Live happening. Okay, bye, everybody. Happy grooming.
Bye now. Take care of yourselves.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie@thegroompod.com or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.